This is Rain Classic Hamcast number 41, posted May 15th, 2021, voiced by Will Rogers, K5WLR. Last summer, Dave Minster, NA2AA, became the CEO of the ARRL in Newington, Connecticut. David who, you ask? In this Rain Classic Hamcast, we'll learn just who he is and what his thoughts are about the league, its members, and future. The following is a virtual talk Dave Minster gave to the QSO Today Virtual Ham Convention.
Hi, I'm David Minster, NA2AA, CEO of the American Radio Relay League. Today, we're going to talk about the future of the hobby, and the future of ARRL. And the future has never looked so bright. As the digital transformation of ARRL kicks in, there's much to be excited about. In looking to the future, we should pause for a moment to acknowledge where we are. Just over 100 years ago, a young Hiram Percy Maxim was leading ARRL in its infancy through three significant challenges. First was a challenge to the existence of amateur radio itself. Maxim spent time in Washington lobbying and meeting with committees. He sent a plea for advocacy to those families who had radio amateurs living at home, and to the mothers and wives who just lost their radio amateurs in the Great War. Maxim's leadership prevailed, and the threat to the hobby was defeated. Second, the ARRL had only $33 to its name. It had no assets and only debt. Urgently working with members, ARRL issued certificates of indebtedness. Nearly every member sent whatever they could, from $5 to $500. Maxim was able to obtain the needed $7,500, worth well into six figures by today's dollars, to secure the printing of QST and the organizational future of ARRL. Third, September 1918 brought an unwelcome visitor to the ports of Connecticut, and within days, to Metro Hartford and ARRL. Influenza, the Spanish flu, had arrived, and Hiram had to lead ARRL through a global pandemic. Coming out the other side, with members now healthy and their ability to return to the airwaves, not just to receive, but to transmit as well, ARRL saw huge growth in its numbers and an explosion of on-the-air operating. And so today, there's much ado about the future of our hobby and ARRL. I think if Hiram were here today, he would tell us that we're going to get through this and that our future looks bright indeed. Coming into our second century as an association, there was much to celebrate and many to acknowledge. For the few years leading up to 2014, ARRL management and staff were consumed with the strategy and plan to celebrate this monumental achievement. Year-long events were planned, from on the air to the national convention held here in Hartford. A significant development project called the Second Century Campaign was undertaken, and members donated, as the best they could, from $50,000 to $250,000 to help secure the future of ARRL. What a year it was! The next 5 years, 2015 through 2019, could best be characterized as having had the oxygen taken out of the room. The energy level and excitement had dissipated. Leadership of ARRL became a revolving door, and the board struggled with building and executing a coherent strategy and found itself dealing with its own internal struggles. None of this went unnoticed. In becoming CEO last summer, my mission was clear. Turn the power up to 10 on every knob by bringing my passion and energy to headquarters. In essence, kicking the door down every single day to make headquarters burn bright with enthusiasm. Work to change the culture of ARRL and hopefully influence the culture of the hobby itself by starting with yes, looking past our biases and not invented here to what might be possible. Look at activities and opportunities through the lens of, is this good for ham radio? Be more inclusive and collaborative, leaving no one behind and giving everyone an opportunity to be heard, not just those with the loudest voice, forceful attitude, or biggest soapbox. Work to reinvent the relationship between the CEO office and the board with the highest levels of transparency, integrity, partnership, and cooperation. Improve the relationship with our donors as we turn our focus away from being mission-centric to being donor-centric. Having those very personal discussions about what kind of legacy our donors want to put their names to. And to ignite the digital transformation of this century-old content curator and publisher into a dynamic, responsive, and leading digital enterprise. Let's spend a few minutes on some of the exciting things we have going on now. Project Eagle is the development of a new five-year strategy for ARRL. By looking at what we need to be great at to succeed, we can collaborate between headquarters, the board, and members to define what our vision is for the future, the mission we need to undertake to achieve it, and the actions and metrics that will lead to success. By creating an annual review of the strategy, the board can test our vision and mission and ensure that we don't lose the focus or the energy required in pursuit of our future. Cycle 25, 5 years from now, where will the bands be? They'll be on fire. We're working to bring hams experienced and new the latest thinking and tools to make the most of this new solar cycle. We're working with the best subject matter experts, and we'll be bringing you the newest theories, ways to experiment with your own station, and practical projects. A good example is our new NFED half-wave antenna kit. We looked at many ways to provide this kit to members, and this one takes the cake. You'll see it in our online store soon, as well as articles and videos that will feature it. Not just for chasing contacts during cycle 25 from home, this antenna will be great for new hams, for field day, and any portable opportunities. Now here's a very cool project. It sits at the intersection of nostalgia, collectors, and emergency communications. As we did at the outset of this talk, let's celebrate looking to the future by knowing where we are looking back. 1964 was the 50th anniversary of ARRL. As well as a series of devastating earthquakes in Alaska. As the state was blacked out from both power and communications, ham radio operators stepped up and stepped in to help their fellow Alaskans. This was a historic moment for amateur radio, and it shone bright. So bright that amateur radio was commemorated with a U.S. postage stamp. Upon its issuance, many organizations from clubs all the way up to ARRL itself celebrated with first day covers. These are specially designed envelopes with the amateur radio 5-cent stamp and postmarked on its day of issue. We've taken that theme and created a very special gift for Diamond Club donors to inspire them as they go to make their annual gift. Diamond Club is a program that seems to get missed by many ARRL members. For those who are in on it, this is going to be a one-of-a-kind gift with an actual brand new uncirculated stamp and the Diamond Club medallion for 2021. Needless to say, my donation is already in so I can get one because there's only a limited number. A major part of the digital transformation at ARRL has to do with taking our excellence in content development and editing and bringing it to video. You are seeing more activity from us on YouTube, the Learning Network, and then later this year, the launch of our Learning Center. Video has established itself as a modern approach for mentoring and Elmering. It's on all the time, available to fit your schedule. It's easy to pause, repeat, and refer back to. There are many sources of content you can watch about ham radio on YouTube, but the very best of the bunch have a clear understanding of how entertainment, education, and information live as a continuum, and they position their content right where it matters for the best possible viewer experience. You'll see us working with content creators in working groups, video projects, video series, and in cross-channel, connecting print, digital, and video together for a greatly enhanced experience. Maybe you've already seen our recent interview with the director of the amateur radio-themed horror short called Decommissioned.
You're listening to a talk given this past March by ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA, for the QSO Today Virtual Ham Convention. This is Rain Classic Hamcast number 41, posted May 15th, 2021. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Classic Rain from www.therainreport.com.
With our desire to leave no one behind, we're looking to the future to explore ways to get and keep more people involved in ham radio. We've asked you, through your activities and operations, to be more inclusive. Look out for the new hams. Reach out to the inactive hams. And treat each other with respect and kindness on the air, and yes, online too. We are moving forward to put our arms around the vision impaired and blind community to give them easier and more timely access to our content. We are expanding our youth initiatives beyond foundation scholarships and the Teachers Institute to offer new opportunities for students to get excited about the fundamentals of radio. Our new receiver kit offering can be used by individuals, teachers, or clubs to get students building and using a kit to expand their knowledge and interest. We're learning from the leadership of clubs, and especially our relationship with Eric here at QSO Today, about how events in the future can successfully be held online and even morph into hybrid events where attendees can enjoy both on-site and be included from anywhere with online interaction. Everyone is in a learning mode, and we are grateful to be a part of how it evolves for the future. We've been watching with great interest a small group of innovators that we refer to as Team Energy. These hams are using Raspberry Pis and Node-RED to treat their stations as an interconnected Internet of Things for in-shack and remote access. You'll see an exciting article forthcoming from Dave, Whiskey Oscar 2 X-Ray, who is driven by the need to access his station remotely while having to be away from home for some weeks. He uses a Raspberry Pi to control his station and can access and operate it from just an iPad remotely. Just amazing. We're also working with a pioneer in international remote station access, Fred, Whiskey Whiskey 4 Lima Lima, on projects for our visually impaired and blind community. He's also taking a unique look at creating remote laboratory experiences for operators to experiment with the many different features of amateur radio. Again, looking to see how to innovate these activities using Raspberry Pis and Node-RED. As we looked inside at the operations of ARRL, we concluded that there was an urgent need to upgrade and update the entire technology platform we use to serve the membership. Some years ago, a project was started to evaluate and replace the system we use to manage the actual running of our association. A new system called Personify 360 is nearing go live and is an important piece of the puzzle for the future of ARRL. Another major undertaking mentioned before is the Learning Center. This actually depends on Personify in a number of ways and will go live after Personify. Once these are running, we will need to turn our attention to the ARRL website. It is a magnificent repository of information and content for our members, but isn't the easiest or most efficient tool for accessing all of it. And finally, my personal favorite online tool, Logbook of the World, needs to be reviewed and potentially replaced with a platform that is easier to maintain, expand upon, provide greater utility to its users, and make operating and chasing awards a more fun and enriching experience. For far too long, we at headquarters have been in a call and respond mode to our section managers, and we've really let our affiliated clubs down. We interpreted our role as one of build it, and they will come. We've taken our paper-based tools, digitized them, and placed them on our website for easy access. This just does not meet the needs of these volunteers. Our section managers need access to great training and tools, content for meetings and newsletters, and the ability to share best practice with each other. Likewise, our affiliated club leaders need access to these very same things, just targeted a little differently. The future remains digital in this space, but is headed towards being proactive and providing leadership and collaboration with these communities, bringing them what they need to be successful in their respective roles. We are really excited to bring new life to our clubs and to finally meet the needs of our section managers and their teams of member volunteers. Another area with literally thousands of volunteers involved is emergency communications. As new hams enter the hobby, half of them are coming in to pursue an interest in MCOM. With that in mind, the ARRL board has created a committee entirely focused on MCOM and has hired a director to manage the day-to-day activities for ARRL, Paul Gilbert, KE5ZW. Paul is working on the five-year plan for ARRL MCOM, and there are no shortage of issues and opportunities to focus on. There are higher-speed HF data modes, including PAC-TOR-4, that are being held back by regulation. Groups around the country are creating portable and in-place ARDN-based networks. For the future, how does satellite-based internet feature into these ground-based amateur radio networks, especially on the scene of a disaster? How does the national traffic system evolve to keep in step with ARRI's needs? These are more examples of where our digital transformation at ARRL will touch every area of what we do. And there's so much more going on. I stated earlier that there's much ado about ham radio. Let's use that as an acronym for me to leave you today with three words. Nothing complicated, just three words. Advocate, donate, and operate. Advocate. Advocate for the hobby by getting the word out. Advocate for ARRL by becoming a member and being a member. That is a verb of action. Be a connector. Get your friends and clubmates to join ARRL. It's hard not to be evangelical about ham radio. And if you left ARRL, please keep an eye on us. We are working hard every single day to change your mind and welcome you back. Donate. Donate your time by being a mentor, by being an Elmer. Donate equipment to a new ham or to a ham in need. Join Diamond Club and support the future of ARRL. Support ARRL Foundation and its scholarships for tomorrow's hams and future members. There's much we can accomplish through the donation of ourselves. And operate. Be radio active. Experiment with radios, with modes, with software, with internet tools and connectivity. Get active with your club. There's so many on-the-air activities. Try working some stations in a contest. Find time and opportunities to operate. There's much ado about the future of amateur radio, and it's never been brighter. Enjoy your QSO Today Ham Expo sessions, and please feel free to connect with me at ceo@arrl.org, ceo@arrl.org, or at DavidNA2AA on Facebook. To you and yours, from all of us at ARRL, Barry 73.
And that concludes a talk by ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA. His talk was one of more than 50 virtual presentations given for the QSO Today Virtual Ham Convention this past March. The RAIN Classic Hamcast is produced twice a month by its founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, and is copyright 1985-2021 RAIN. All rights are reserved. RAIN programming is made available under a Creative Commons license. RAIN Classic Hamcast number 42 will post May 29th, 2021 on the RAINReport.com. Remember the three W's: wear your COVID mask, wash your hands, and keep your distance. And don't forget to keep on hamming!